This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains here on Friday?
You know, the last couple of days have been a little bit rougher for corn and beans. You know, it looks like we're going to maybe get a little bit of a rebound here going into the weekend. You know, I think with some of the weather issues we've got going on in the forecast, you know, even though there's going to be some progress over the weekend, I've got to think some of these traders be a little bit hesitant to push the envelope after two straight down days the way that we've seen them, with corn down, you know, over a dime, you know, when you factor in both days. So, you know, maybe you'll get a little bit of a bounce here on Friday. I don't expect any sort of major action, though.
Matt, something we spent some time talking about this week here on our various shows is that, you know, even if we do get a little bit behind planting progress, even if the weather isn't as cooperative as we would like it to be, the technology and the tools that we have to plant now are so advanced that we can get a lot of seed in the ground very quickly. And so that makes a huge difference compared to even just a few short years ago, where that wasn't necessarily always the case.
Absolutely. You know, there's a couple of different things. So I agree. I mean, you can get a lot done quickly. You can also mess a lot of stuff up quickly too. So, you know, it's one of those deals where, hey, it's getting late in the spring, Mark. And what do you do whenever it gets late in the spring? Well, you look for every opportunity you can possibly get. Whenever it's April the 10th, you know, it's got to be ideal across the field or you're not going to do anything. And that's just the way it is. You know, but whenever it's May 17th, on the other hand, it's a little different, especially when you have rain in the forecast.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down a half cent at 456 and a half. July soybeans up 11 and a half at 1227 and three quarters. Chicago wheat up 1 1/4 at 664 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up 3 3/4 at 724 and a half. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3 1/2 at 676 and three quarters. And July oats unchanged at 386 even. On the Merck. June live cattle up 60 cents at 179.62. August feeder cattle up 65 cents at 258 even. June lean hogs down 70 cents at 97.67. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.